I'm Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Pimper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience. Hey everyone, this is Kim Beasley, and I'm here with Brandon Olson from AWeber. He is the head of PR and social media. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Kim. It's great to see you.
Great seeing you too. And I also have here my sidekick, Geraldine B. Thomas. Say hi, Geraldine.
Hey, Kim. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Geraldine. Nice to see you too.
So today nice to meet you.
Today we're talking to Brandon about AWeber. For those of you who don't know, AWeber is a leading email marketing and automation platform headquartered in, and I hope I say this right, Shawfel, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And AWeber has helped over 1 million, yes, 1 million small businesses, entrepreneurs, and online creators build profitable customer relationships using its suite of email marketing and automation tools. Now, with more than 14 years of marketing experience, Brandon helps small business owners market themselves more effectively and achieve greater success using email marketing and automation. Woo!
Oh, thank you.
That's just a little bit about Brandon and AWeber. Tell me, how did AWeber get started, and how did you come about being in the position that you're in at AWeber?
Yeah, absolutely. So AWeber got started over 20 years ago, back in 1998. It was founded by our current CEO and founder, Tom Colzer. He began the company out of a personal need, actually, to really kind of automate some of his follow-ups. He was working as a salesperson at the time for, I believe it was a modem company. And he was missing out on a lot of opportunities because he wasn't able to follow up as quickly as he wanted to with the leads and the prospects that he had. So he actually built or coded a small little follow-up sequence that would go out automatically, and which ultimately came to be AWeber, which was the original, you know, email automation platform out there in the market over 20 years ago.
I remember.
Wow. Wow.
20 years. That's a long time.
What were we doing 20 years ago?
A long time, especially in the technology.
We hadn't even met. I don't even think Gerald and I had met yet in 20 years ago, because we met in 2001.
Oh, yeah, and this is just 2019. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was just playing around trying to get onto the internet with the bulletin board using web TV.
Yes.
So you know that's old.
Stop aging us.
Yeah, caveman times.
So, Brandon, how do you help entrepreneurs grow visibility online with AWeber?
When you think about growing visibility online, you naturally start thinking about trying to get discovered by new people, you know, trying to grow your audience and grow, you know, the people that you speak to. But, you know, email marketing really helps entrepreneurs grow their visibility online with their existing audience. On average, you know, if you think about social media, Facebook, for example, your posts on Facebook are seen by, you know, maybe 2 to 3% of the people who actually follow you, who are fans of you. But with email marketing, you can reach all of your audience. So you're able to kind of own your audience and determine, you know, when you want to reach out to them, what you want to say to them, how frequently you want to say, say things to them, and also the specific, you know, individuals or groups of your audience that you want to speak to. So really, email kind of puts you back in the control of your audience and gets you gives you ownership of your audience. It also keeps your audience coming back for more. So, you know, you get them in as an email subscriber, but you can keep them coming back over and over and over again because you determine, you know, when you reach out to them and you know what you're saying to them. And email really works best when it's complemented or coupled with other marketing activities. So, you know, social media is a great channel, a great thing to be in. You know, you don't get as much reach as you used to, but it's still a really good place to be. I think every business needs to be on social media to, you know, a certain degree or another. But you can couple email with social media, with video marketing, advertising, your website, and so many more places. So you connect email into all those different things to really kind of build your audience as email subscribers, because that's your audience that you can take with you wherever you go. You control it, you know, you own it, and it really allows you to grow your visibility because it helps you reach more people that way.
Well, I love it because one of the things we do is that we focus on helping entrepreneurs grow visibility online. And that's important because you want to be seen so that you can be heard, so that you can sell. That's what we like to say, be seen so that you can be heard, so that you can sell. What are three issues that you guys help entrepreneurs solve?
I'd say number one is really staying connected with your audience. And it kind of ties back to what I was just saying. You have to stop fighting the social media algorithms with email.
Amen.
It gives you the ability to reach everyone that you want to reach and not be limited by what Facebook or the other social platforms are determining, you know, who you reach. There was a really interesting stat that came out by the Radicati group that said that a message is 5 times more likely to be seen in email than it is on Facebook. So, you know, staying connected with your audience is the first issue that email and AWeber specifically help entrepreneurs solve. Again, you own your list. You can you put you in direct contact with your audience, and in the world of kind of push marketing, where you're trying to push messages out to your audience, consumers are starting to tune out that type of marketing. So, because email is permission based, meaning someone is giving you permission to email you or to email them, they are essentially opting in and raising their hand and saying, "I want your content." So, it allows you to really communicate and provide value to people who want to hear from you. It's not a push type of marketing, but it's really sort of a relationship that you're building there. The second issue that we help entrepreneurs solve is that, you know, you can do more with your limited time and resources. You know, as entrepreneurs, you're strapped for time. You just don't have enough hours in the day. You really don't have a lot of time to spend on email marketing, for example. So we really help simplify that, simplify email marketing. And we do that through a number of ways. Number one, our platform is really easy to use. You don't have to spend hours of your time in the platform. And we don't want you to spend hours of your time in the platform. We want you to get back to doing the things that you really are passionate about, that you love doing, and not fighting with the technology. So, you know, the platform is easy to use, but we also offer a lot of easy tools to help you speed up, you know, many of your email marketing processes. For example, designing an email template. We don't want you to have to spend hours designing the perfect email template. So we built a tool called Smart Designer, which allows you to just put a URL into a little field, and it will automatically generate a newsletter that matches your website, your branding, your logo.
Oh my God.
In a matter of seconds.
Right? Yeah. It's really cool.
Oh my God.
It really is. I love it. I use it for one of my websites, and it's so easy. It just pulls information and pictures and all like that from your website and creates the newsletter.
Okay. I have to go check that out. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Because I'm using MailChimp, and, you know, I just quickly toss some text in, grab an image or a video and whatever. But I like, oh, my God, it pulls it in from your website.
Yeah, you put the URL in.
It builds an email template mm-hmm. that matches everything on your website.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, so if you go to, it's actually, you can use it for free, meaning like you can create a template. Mm-hmm. You can't use that template unless you're using AWeber, but you can see what it would produce for you.
Oh.
So if you go to aweber.com/smart designer, mm-hmm. that'll take you to the tool that you can play around with it and see what kind of template that it can produce. It actually produces, I think, 7 different variations of the template that you can kind of scroll through and pick from whichever one you want.
Wow. And what's the pricing like?
With AWeber, we offer a 30-day free trial. Mm-hmm. But after that, the pricing starts at $19 a month. So you're paying $19 a month for up to 500 subscribers. And as your audience mm-hmm. grows, meaning you get more and more subscribers, that's how the pricing kind of goes up with your audience growth.
Oh, okay. So, not bad.
But with that pricing, you get access to every single feature we offer, including our 24/7 support, which is something you don't get with MailChimp, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I really love AWeber and how it works. I've tried many different email platforms, and it's really a great tool. So if an entrepreneur is new to email marketing, where would you suggest they start?
First off, I mentioned this already, but you can start with a free trial of AWeber. You get mm-hmm. 30 days free to play around with it, to test it out. And all you got to do is go to kimbeasley.aweber.com. That's Kim's affiliate link there. So you'll get to aweber.com through that, where you can sign up for that trial. But after you start that trial, you know, the first thing you want to do is create a sign up form. Mm-hmm. And a sign up form is really a form that someone puts their name and email address in and opts in to receive emails from you. And you create that sign up form within AWeber. We have, you know, dozens of templates to pick from that you can customize. Then you take that and you put it on your website. We give you some HTML code or some JavaScript code, and you can copy and paste that onto your website, and you can begin to start building an email list of subscribers. And you know, think of, you know, when you're kind of thinking through, like, what do I want to offer people so that they'll sign up? Think of some good incentives that you can offer to your audience. And the way I like to think of it is, if you think about your audience, kind of what are their needs and their desires, and try and think of things that are going to satisfy those needs. Something you're willing to, you know, offer for free, and it could be, you know, like a checklist or a discount or things that you're willing to offer, you know, a broad audience, without giving away all your products and services. But think of something that's going to be enticing enough for someone to, you know, give you their name and email address, you know, to sign up for your list. So, first thing is, you know, create that sign up form, because you can't build an email list without, you know, a sign up form or some way to collect those emails.
Correct.
And then second, you know, use a very simple, you know, welcome email. I see a lot of entrepreneurs kind of miss this step. A welcome email is an automated email that goes out when someone signs up to your list. So they sign up, and the first thing they get in their email is, "Hey, thanks for signing up. You know, welcome to my community." And then it introduces them to your business, what you do, maybe tells your story of how you became an entrepreneur. And then kind of lets them know what's that next step you want them to take, whether that's, you know, mm-hmm. signing up for something, some event you're doing, or whether it's a product or service that you're selling. That welcome email is the best email that you can produce, because it's the time in your subscriber's life when they are the most attentive. They just signed up.
They're expecting
to get that information.
When they really care. Yeah.
Exactly.
They're not so busy.
Exactly. So it's not uncommon to see, those welcome emails get, you know, 80-90% open rates, because people are expecting that. They're waiting for it. They're excited because they just signed up. So really take advantage of that attention that you have right when they sign up, and use that simple welcome email, just one email. Mm-hmm. And obviously you can expand upon that and do multiple emails that, that go out on automated fashion, but that, you know, at the very least have that first welcome email, very simple email. And that's how I would, you know, recommend getting started. Obviously there's so much more you could do. You know, you can put together some newsletters and so on and so forth.
One of the things I know that AWeber has is, it provides campaigns?
Yeah, those are called shareable campaigns.
There you go. That has it already laid out for you. All you have to do is select what type of campaign you want to send out or set up, and then you just fill in your information. It's already laid out, timed, and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that kind of goes back to the easy tools, right? We're trying to make it easy and not time consuming. So we've got these, you know, automated email templates, which are basically here's a series of emails. You just got to fill in the blanks, basically. So it just takes the time, you know, it saves you time from having to kind of build that out and figure out all that piece of it.
You have been listening to Pamper My Business Podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pamper My Business community by visiting pampermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.